Marshall Center High School baseball team has big doings today just across the road at Jones Chevrolet. They're asking folks to stop by the cookout today, and Chris Clerken, assistant coach, is in the studio with us. Brady Dosh, a member of the team, is here as well. And by phone, we have head coach Ryan Lemke. Ryan, how you doing this morning?
I'm good. I'm just actually outside for the first time since early this morning, and it's warming up nicely, so it's a great day for some burgers and a cookout, and it's all for a good cause for the baseball team, and this is how we do a lot of our funding for our program.
Yeah, you guys kind of hit a home run with your choice of days here. I know it's been planned for a long time, but I think this is going to be a good one, isn't it?
Yeah, just like we drew it up, we knew exactly how the weather was going to be a couple months ago. So, yeah, no, we've been really lucky the last couple of years and having some beautiful weather. So we're excited that it's playing nice with us today, and hopefully it'll be a great day for us.
So certainly you've been doing some baseball. You've been playing. Actually, you've been busier this season, Ryan, than you have in other years with your trip to Missouri last couple of weeks, right?
Yeah, exactly. We've had a lot of baseball in a short amount of time, which is great for us. I think it's going to pay off big time towards the back half of the season because we're getting game reps in, and you can't simulate those. So for us to go down to Missouri and get four games in and then have four games already back in the home state, I mean, we're in a really good spot. We had a nice win last evening, but we're all eyes set on Valley on Thursday.
Right, that's a big one coming up here. And you have a special night. We talked about a little bit on the air, but you have a young lady that's going to throw out a first pitch on Thursday night. Could you talk about that, Ryan?
Yeah, Louise is coming out. She's a resident at Schmidt Woodland Hills. She's 105 years old. We are super, super honored and pleased to have her at the varsity field on Thursday. Hopefully the weather holds a little bit, but she's coming out. She played fast pitch softball until she was 80 years old. And it's just truly a remarkable story. She wanted to make this happen, and some people at Schmidt reached out, and we are thrilled to have her out on the field. And it's a big night for her, big night for us. We're hoping to get her a win.
Do you think she's got a stronger fastball than Coach Clerken or not?
Yeah, 100%. There's no no sure. Doubt. I think she can bring it. I've seen his shoulders in rough shape, so I might have to look at getting her on the coaching staff for next year.
He's here. We can give an equal time. How you doing, Coach?
I'm good.
Yeah. Looking forward to the big day today, are you?
Yeah. This is the one thing that I'm kind of in charge of, is the cookout that we hold at Jones Chevy every year. So it's a lot to plan for, a lot of stuff to get ready, and parents and players all help out tremendously with this, so it takes a little burden off my shoulders.
Awesome.
That they're helping out. So,
Ryan, any specific thing that you're raising money for this year for the baseball team?
Yeah, it's a good question. We always have our normal expenses that we have every single year, a couple new helmets, some new bats, which aren't cheap, by the way. I think we bought our new team bat this year at the price of $400. Helmets are not cheap. They're right around $100 a piece. A dozen baseballs is $70. So the game of baseball is not cheap, and we really don't rely on the school district at all. We fundraise all of our money. With that being said, our booster club has done an amazing job helping fundraise, and we work with them on a lot of fundraisers as well, because when the time comes to ask for some money from them, they're always there. They have our back. So we're thankful for them, but nothing in particular in terms of big expenses. We were able to buy our big movable batting cage a couple of years ago, so this is year two for having that. Booster Club helped out with that, but as we continue to look at our baseball trips from year to year, I think our first trip down to Missouri was a big success, and we're always going to look at trying to do something each year for those seniors and on a trip somewhere out of state. So a lot of the funding for something like today could be used for that, as well as our normal expenses.
Good. We've got the next home game coming up tomorrow night. I know you and I will talk a little bit more about that, but hoping to see a lot of fans out there on Thursday night to support the Hornets, I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's going to be a big crowd. It's always a fun environment with us in Valley. So, like I said earlier, I hope that rain holds up. We're getting ready like we're playing baseball tomorrow. So we'll have a good practice tonight after taking care of some pictures and be ready to rock and roll.
Sounds good. Well, thanks for joining us, Coach. We're going to interrogate Coach Clerken here next.
Yeah, sounds good. Thanks for having me, Phil.
Ryan Lemke joining us by phone, and WRCO head coach of the Richland Center baseball team. Again, the fundraiser is coming up today. Coach, I know you've been organizing this quite a few years, and Jones's has been a good partner for you, haven't they?
Yeah, absolutely. This would be our fifth year holding the cookout for the baseball team. And Ryan Jones and his staff are just fantastic to work with. They're always there to help us. You know, they lend us their extra grill, any extension cords, tables, you know, anything extra we may need, they have for us. So it's a good partnership with them, and they take care of us.
Hoping a lot of people will stop out. What are the hours today, Chris?
So we're going from 11 to 1. We'll still be around probably about 1:30 or so, doing some cleanup. We'll always have some extra burgers, brats, and stuff like that. If, you know, there's some stragglers that come in, we usually don't hesitate to feed them. So.
Do you worry about your players eating too many brats then before practice or not?
Not at all. Actually, it's different from when I was in school because the kids now are so skinny and small. You know, like we don't have any of those farm boys right now. So the more we can feed them, the better.
So you encourage the
oh, absolutely. Just
eating of brats.
Eat as many as you can.
You brought along Brady Dosh. How you doing, Brady?
I'm doing great.
Great to have you in here to the studio with us. How's your season going?
It's going pretty good. I'm really proud of the boys this year. Taking that trip to Missouri really let us communicate with each other and get to know each other a lot better. That really helped us with the team chemistry part. We've taken a couple hard losses that we should have won, but then last night, that was a real great confidence boost. We bounced back, faced a really nice pitcher, and we shelled him last night, I believe.
Yeah, got a nice win against Weston. When you went to Missouri, it was kind of like somewhat of like these reality shows where everybody's stuck in the same house here at a bed and breakfast. How did it go?
That was the funnest time of my life, to be honest. I had a great time. The boys, all the freshmen, never been with them before, got to know them better, wrestled around the house, made a lot of noise. Probably made the coaches a little mad sometimes.
Oh, no, it was a good team bonding experience for you guys. And that's, that's part of why we want to take these trips is so that, you know, the guys that are on the varsity squad can mesh well and understand each other and play for each other when they're on the field.
Indeed. Brady, I want to commend you, too, because I've enjoyed watching your career, but I really enjoy your basketball career. And I don't know if anybody's got a motor that runs more than you, but you must like to play defense.
Yes, sir. Defense is key. It wins championships.
Absolutely. So you're working on that. I know your other sports as well, but in-season baseball is probably one of your favorites, right?
Yes, sir. Nothing like it.
And what position do you like to play?
Center field.
Center field. Okay. Have you ever played anything else?
Growing up, I played shortstop all the way through youth. And then freshman year, played shortstop one game on JV and then started playing outfield the rest of my life.
So you can sing the song Center Field while you're in center field then, maybe.
I know parts of it.
So you had a triple last night.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Lead off.
You had to use some of your skills, your speed, to get to third then.
Yes, sir.
Good deal. What do you think the team, if you're playing Coach Clerk or Coach Lemke, what's the team have to do if you're going to continue to make strides and improve this year?
We just need to stick together as one. That's a big key, I believe. We can't get mad at each other, having errors. It's baseball, you know? It happens. I think we just need to uplift everybody and stay positive all the time, no matter win or lose.
Spoken like a true coach there, right?
Yeah,
coach?
Yeah. As soon as you graduate, you're going to be on staff. No college for you.
And you're just a junior, right?
Yep.
Yeah. What have you thought about post-high school, what you'd like to do, Brady?
I'm not sure yet, but I'll probably go to Platteville, mm-hmm. go around there 4 years for engineering maybe. Mm-hmm. Maybe play a sport. Not sure yet.
Yeah, I'm working with him on that. Trying to get game film together and, you know, get him out there. So
sure. Yeah. And you had, of course, Lane Miller last year. He's mm-hmm. got on to play this
yes.
spring.
Yep. He went on to Western. He actually withdrew from play on the baseball team, but he's still around the game. So we've had him come down and play with the guys during our scrimmage. He's very involved with the game, so we're looking to see, you know, where he's going to end up, you know, come next year. So,
Brady, I know that you'd like to see a lot of the community out there to support you guys today.
Yes, sir. It's a great day to be a Hornet. Yeah. Come support us. The funding is really big for our program. We use it to take trips, baseballs, baseball bats, helmets. It's anything in the program needs. It's really helpful. So, thank you, guys.
I had no idea. I mean, I knew bats were expensive, Chris, but $400 for a bat?
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure, you know, going back in the days when Pat Riley would buy us bats at Dodgeville, you know, he's buying us $100 bats and stuff. And,
and that was expensive.
Yeah, and now they're $400. I mean, it is absolutely nuts. You know, but I mean, if it gets Brady Dosh a hit, I'll spend $400.
Pay it off.
Yeah. Have you invested in any of those New York Yankee missile bats? Or?
Torpedo bats?
Torpedo
no,
bat.
No, not looking at those. No. So, no, we'll stick with the old school for now.
Yeah, I'm not even sure if they'd be legal in high school.
I don't know if they make a metal bat or a BB Corps wood bat that's a torpedo bat. Haven't seen them yet. So, who knows? Could be something next year that they roll out.
You never know. Yeah. And we're getting some warmer temperatures, too. But bats are affected by the cold weather, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, specifically in their warranty, they only allow it to, like, 36 degrees. You know, if it gets any colder than that, it's susceptible to break, which I've seen a couple bats break before. Those cheap ones that Pat buys, you know. We broke two of them my senior year. But, yeah, there's certain temperatures that, you know, you don't want to hit when it gets too cold. But obviously when it gets warmer, the bats are, you know, putting the balls off a little bit harder and, you know, better hits come out of it.
Hornet Baseball fundraiser today at Jones Chevrolet, and you've got a full meal deal. Tell us, describe the entrees today you'll be serving.
Yeah, so we have brats, hot dogs, burgers, cheeseburgers if you want it. We pair that into a meal for $15. You get obviously the brat burger, hot dog, whatever you want. Comes with a drink, baked goods, and then like a chip you'll get with that. So if you want an extra item, like an extra brat or extra hot dog or burger, it's $5 extra. So try to keep it a nice round number for people. And a lot of people like it. So we get a lot of people through the day.
And it's an early season cookout. We're all kind of craving that grilled food, I think, right now, aren't we?
Yeah, that's the goal here is, you know, we get, I mean, it's been 5 years in a row. We've gotten, like, the perfect day to get outside and grill, and people want to be outside when they eat. And, you know, grilling outside is the best way to do it.
Good. Well, good luck today.
Thank you.
We know it'll go well. And, Brady, keep up the good work there.
Thank you.
Have a good
season.
We'll do. Yeah, we'll see you guys on Thursday night again.
Awesome. Yes, sir.
Weather permitting. We're keeping our fingers crossed.
Yeah, weather permitting, yep.
Oh, the weather people have been striking out when they predict all this rain.
Yeah, so I mean, if they can push the rain a day, I'm all for it.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely. So. Chris Clerkin and Brady Dosh joining us. Ryan Clerkin earlier here, Richland Center baseball team. They'll be out there cooking real soon at Jones Chevrolet, so stop by and support the Hornets today.